Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 1940s to the 1980s. Another guess, so says Ella Fitzgerald with the orchestration of Benny Goodman. And I would rate that as one of the best mid-20th century songs of all time. Ella did only three songs with Benny Goodman, and a little later on in the show, we'll have another one of those three. And so this is Jerry on KPTZ with the class of 1947, as we roll out a bunch of tunes that are over 70 years old. And one of those is a beauty by the Ink Spots, titled Address Unknown.
Address unknown, not even a trace of you. Oh, what I'd give to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you so long. I should have known there'd come a day when you'd be gone. Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find address unknown. Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind? Think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth. I've searched only to find, only to find address unknown.
Address Unknown by the Ink Spots. And I'll tell you, it's pretty darn difficult to feature the music of any year in the 40s and not be playing things by the Mills Brothers, the Ink Spots, and especially Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. He's right here with us now, serving up that Boogie Woogie Blue Plate Special.
Scenery. She can make a chocolate soda go. You ought to go around and dig it. When she's working at the spigot, you can hear her calling orders like this. Give me a ham white down and a burger rare, side of slaw and a seven layer. OJ up, wreck two in a cup, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Give me a crippled beef on a load of hay, combo rye and a bottle of ale. Coming through with a slab of moo and a boogie woogie blue plate. Draw one, draw two, get that coffee perking. Draw three, draw four, hold that mayo on the chopped egg working. Want a tuna wheat with a side of fries. 86 on the cherry pies, side of greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Side of fries, 86 on the cherry pies, side of greens on the franks and beans, and a boogie woogie blue plate. Boogie woogie blue plate.
It's time to go. Sherry, I love you so. You're my desire. To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go. Sherry, I love you so. You're my desire. You're my desire.
Frankie Lane with That's My Desire, and his was just one of several versions, but his was the top seller. In fact, every hit song around that time was recorded by four, five, or six different people, and that means that Hoagie Carmichael's Huggin' and a Chalkin' was not the only hit version, and one of the other artists who recorded that song was Johnny Mercer, co-founder of Capitol Records. And now, for the first time to be played on my show, is Johnny Mercer's Huggin' and a Chalkin'.
But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to kiss her, you don't know where you're at? You gotta take some chalk in your hand. You hug a ways and chalk a ways to see where you began. One day I was a hugging and a chalking and a chalking and a hugging away. When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other way, he had a road map coming around the other way. So big and fat that when you hug and kiss her, you don't know where you're at. You have to take some chalk in your hand, chalk a ways and hug a ways to see where you began. One day I was a hugging and a chalking and a begging her to be my bride. When I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other side, it was Petrillo, coming around the other side. A hugging and a chalking away.
and made it sing again. I hope you'll dream a thousand dreams of me, of things we plan doing together. And if you do, I'll dream my whole life through a thousand dreams of you.
Mildred Bailey and A Thousand Dreams. And as she so often was, she is backed by Red Narvo and his orchestra on that. And he was also her husband. Just keeping it all in the family. Next is a tune that is best remembered by Sam Cooke, and it was a big hit in 1957. I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. But this version goes back to 1947 by the Brown Dots. Same song, but a different treatment.
I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I'll give you my heart. I love you, and you alone was meant to be. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely whenever you're inside. I love for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
Ooh, I love you, darling.
Ooh,
for sentimental reasons.
Ooh,
and that's where, by all stars above, I'll give you my heart. You know, darling, I need you. And you alone were meant to be with me until eternity. And I do hope we'll never, never part.
I think of you every morning, dream of you every night. Darling, I'm never lonely wherever you're in sight. I love you for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart.
The Brown Dots, 10 years before Sam Cooke got a hold of that tune. And this is Jerry Osborne, right here on KPTZ 91.9 on everybody's FM dial. Here's a novelty tune from 1947 from that all-around entertainer Phil Harris. It's the delightful story of the preacher and the bear. Now let the adventure begin.
Preacher went out walking, 'twas on one Sunday morn. It was against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some mighty fine quail and one little measly hare. But on his way returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear. Now the bear got down in the middle of the road on all fours like a great big toad and looked that preacher right square in the eye. And the preacher looked at him and said bye-bye, started down the road and took out the run. The bear right after that preacher did come, running the run for about a mile. Then they both sat down and rested a while. The preacher got up, started again. The bear, he started out with more vim, and they ran and they ran till he spotted the tree. Set up on the limb, there's a place for me. Bear got close, made a grab for him. Preacher leaped up and he made the limb, pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, "Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den, also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace." So the good book do declare, "Yes Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake don't help that bear." Just about then, the limb let go and the preacher came tumbling down. Reached in his pocket, pulled his razor out just before he hit the ground. He hit the ground with an awful bang, it was a terrible sight. The preacher and the bear with the razor in his hair just a-cutting left and right. While they rolled around on the ground, the preacher was up and then he was down. The bear let out an awful moan, it looked like the preacher was holding his own. Thought if I'd get out of here alive, with that good book I will abide. I'll never sin on Sabbath day, and Sunday come I'll pray and pray to the heavens. He did glance at, "Lord, just give me one more chance." Then his suspenders gave away and he knocked that bear 10 feet away. Then the preacher got up and made a bound for a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Pulled himself up and turned about, cast his eyes to the skies, and he did shout, "Oh Lord, you delivered Daniel from the lion's den, also delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace." So the good book do declare, "Yes Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes don't help that bear."
Lordy, lordy, you may not support my team, but for goodness sakes, don't help the bear. And we don't know yet how that story ended, but we can turn our attention to the Mills Brothers and find out how the days of the week differ, if in fact they do at all.
What do I do on Monday?
Dream, dream, dream.
What do I do on Tuesday?
Dream, dream, dream.
Wednesday, Thursday comes and then I do the same thing over again. Oh, what do I do on Friday?
Dream, dream, dream.
Gee, but I'm a busy guy. I make a nice living, strange as it seems. I'm a guy getting by, living on dreams. And what do I do on weekends? I'm with you. Then my dreams come true.
What do I do on Monday?
Dream, dream, dream.
What do I do on Tuesday?
Dream, dream, dream.
Wednesday, Thursday comes and then I do the same thing over again. Oh, what do I do on Friday?
Dream, dream, dream.
Gee, but I'm a busy guy. I make a nice living, strange as it seems. I'm a guy getting by, living on dreams. And what do I do on weekends?
I'm with you.
Then my dreams come true.
What do I do on Monday?
Dream, dream.
What do I do on Tuesday?
The same old thing.
Wednesday, Thursday comes and then I do the same thing all over again. Oh, what
What do I do on Friday? Dream, dream, dream. Gee, but I'm a busy guy.
I make a nice living, strange as it seems. I'm a guy getting by, living on dreams. And what do on weekends?
I'm with you.
Then my dreams come true.
Mills Brothers and Dream, 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 which is Dream to the Third Power. And oh, what great harmonies they had, huh? Next on KPTZ, we have the great band of Lionel Hampton, and they are especially wonderful when they have Dinah Washington singing lead. And that just happens to be the combo that we have for you now. It's the Blow Top Blues. I know each and every one of you who majored in cetology are very familiar with the blowhole.
KPTZ, Port Townsend.
And now here's Eddie Vinson and a song that was number one in 1947 and was on the charts for nearly 6 months. It's the Old May Boogie. Thank you.
you know you're growing old. Wake up, old me, don't you know you're growing old? You better find you a man who can satisfy your soul. Night ain't no fun when you're sleeping by yourself. Night ain't no fun when you're sleeping by yourself. You better find you a man if you want to keep your health. When you were sweet 16, you had a dream. When you were 21, you missed your fun. Now you're 25 and you're still alive, but you never found a jockey who would let you ride. Wake up, old me, don't you know your time ain't long? 10 more good years and your youth will all be gone.
Few records in the 40s were more instrumental than vocal, but that's not really a bad thing with this recording because the sax is so darn cool. Eddie Vincent and Wake Up, Old Maid. 10 more years and you will have lost your youth, so he says. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, enjoying the class of 1947, and we've definitely heard some fun stuff from that year. But here's a serious little number. It's by one of those great Italian singers, Vic Damone. And he, like most other people, has only one heart. I guess you just have to play the hand that you've been dealt.
I have but one heart. This heart I bring you. I have but one heart to share with you. I have but one dream that I can cling to. You are the one dream I pray comes true. My darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way, and nobody else before you ever has heard me say, you are my one love, my life, I live for you. I have but one heart give to you. Vicin umana, vacim amora, ancora, ancora, facias passar, somar in ara, et tirarezza, ma pallerezza, stonga morì. You are my one love, my life, I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you.
More music.
And 8th Avenue. Have you ever been to New York City on the 125th and 8th Avenue? That's where the girls will make you do things that you swore you never would do. Yes, New York will make you do things. Do things that nobody understands. New York will make you do things. Do things that nobody understands. New York will make a man out of a woman and make a woman out of man.
Always fun to hear something from Wynonie Harris. And from the class of 1947, we picked Big City Blues. And now from that same crop of 47 blues, we discover everything we ever wanted to know about Gloria. Compliments of Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, and with the lead vocal by Charles Brown.
Gloria, it's not Marie, it's Gloria. It's not Sherry, it's Gloria. She's in your every dream. You like to play the game of kiss and run away. But now you find it's not that way. Somehow you change it seems. Was the Madeline your first love? It was just hello, goodbye. Wasn't Caroline your last love? It's the shame you made her cry. What a fool you are. You gave your heart to Gloria. You're not so smart, called Gloria. It's not in love with you. Thank you. what a fool you are. She's not in love with you.
GLORIA, that's Gloria. There's been quite a few Gloria songs over the years, that's for sure. This one by Charles Brown with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers. And now that we're all on a first-name basis, I'm Jerry, and around the corner comes Tanya. And that happens to be the title of an instrumental by Joe Liggins and his orchestra. That's the old honey dripper himself, Joe Liggins and Tanya. Okay, time now for me to keep one of my campaign promises. At the top of the show, I played Take Another Guess by Ella Fitzgerald and Benny Goodman. And I told you what a great team they are. Of course, that was proven by the song you heard. But I also said I would play another tune with that same combination of Ella and Benny. And it's time for that right now. The title of this one is Did You Mean It? Well, now you know that I did.
Thank you.
much can be to miss. And did you mean that remark that you whispered in the dark? You said you'd be absolutely on the up and up with me. Did you mean it when you held me while the night drifted by? Did you mean it? Hope you did, 'cause so did I.
Sweet vocal by Ella Fitzgerald, and on the clarinet, Benny Goodman, and everyone is accompanied by the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and the results were spectacular. Next, we have that great doo-wop group, The Ravens, and a tune they had out in 1947 titled For You. The Ravens, but mostly featuring their bass man, Jimmy Ricks, and For You. As you might recall, in 1964, that was a top 10 hit for Rick Nelson, and one of his bigger hits of the 60s, too. The Charioteers in 1947 had a record titled If I Could Be With You. However, when that same song was done 30 years later by people like K-Star and Tony Bennett, the title was a bit longer. By then, it was If I Could Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. And we have played K-Star's version of that on other shows. But for the first time, we're hearing it by the Charioteers.
If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long.
I want you to know that I wouldn't go
until I told you, honey, why I loved you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might,
I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you.
Charioteers. Now back in your chariot and off with you. We have to make room in the spotlight now for that great sax man, Coleman Hawkins, and his sumptuous version of The Way You Look Tonight. Yeah, same song the Letterman did in 1961.
Thank you.
1 week from tonight, which happens to be the 1st of August, we will have our time travel and turntables all set up and ready to rock and roll in 1957. And that promises to be something special. As for my exit music on today's show, I've got a beauty of a tune. It's the Duke Ellington Orchestra with a vocal by Al Hibbler. And this is nearly 10 years before he became a very popular solo artist. This ballad is as sweet as cotton candy. And whatever it is that happened, it shouldn't happen to a dream.
My hope living right in your eyes. So much at stake, and then I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. Light fingered clouds tuck the moon into bed. I feel your lips and my heart on its head. Then comes the ache again. I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. The flowers get happy and dance in the lane. The darkness no longer is deep. We're meant for each other, it's perfectly plain. Each time you walk in my sleep, here comes the night, cutting cables again. Just for a while, you'll be with me in there. Bubble break again. I wake up. It shouldn't happen.